Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Thanks for being with me this afternoon of horrifying news. The mayor of Newark, New Jersey, arrested, protesting, exercising his First Amendment right. Members of Congress at that same protest being manhandled by ICE agents. A federal judge declaring today that the Trump Department of Justice acts in bad faith. Another federal judge declaring today that the actions of the Trump administration affect a chilling on the free speech of millions. Not today, though, not on this program. And perhaps most chilling of all, Deputy Chief of Staff for the White House, Domestic Policy Advisor Stephen Miller, telling reporters that habeas corpus and its attendant due process requirements are a privilege. They are not a privilege. They are a right afforded Americans and non-citizens alike in this country. So says the Supreme Court of these United States, 9-0. Here is the hope that I want to give each and every one of you. The truth, plainly spoken, is its own persuasion. It is incumbent upon you to tell the truth. To tell the truth as you see it, plainly, repeatedly, to take to whatever forum you are able to participate in, be that on the streets or online, and speak the truth again and again and again. This isn't government by, of, and for the people. This is fascism. This is racism. This is misogyny, homophobia, xenophobia. This is kleptocracy. This is open, out loud, and proud corruption at the highest and most acute levels ever seen in this country and perhaps in all of human history. And we deserve better. This week, a conclave of the greatest number of cardinals ever assembled selected a new pope, an American pope, for the first time in the church's history. And make no mistake, their selection of this pope in this moment is pivotal. It is historic, not just because it is the first, but because it is a response from the most visible leader of all Christians, the conclave of cardinals, the leaders of the Catholic Church. They chose a pope dedicated to the service of others, and a pope who in his last tweets told Donald Trump and J.D. Vance that they are wrong, that being a Christian, it is not acceptable to look only and love only those closest to you. A pope who speaks the truth plainly, because it is its own persuasion. Now, I won't be surprised if this pope doesn't move far from some of those traditional Catholic teachings, but his importance in this moment to stand against Donald Trump, to stand against racial hatred, against hatred of the foreigner, is important, and it will send a message. Our world faces some of the most acute humanitarian, social, and economic challenges, perhaps the greatest of all time. And let us hope that he is a pope for this time. So take heart, we can do this. You can speak the truth. Now, in these moments where we feel so at risk, please know that there are others at greater risk. Look out for one another. I know what I'm going to be doing this weekend, and I'm going to share it with you because we have to prepare, we have to fortify so that we may fight and fight on. So I'm going to be with my family and with friends that I love, and we will be talking about this. We will be talking about the corrupt authoritarian in chief and his billionaire overlord buddies, about the extortion of our allies, about the turning away from the Western alliance, and yes, the abandonment of the most fundamental principle of due process here in the United States. May Donald Trump and Stephen Miller come to rue this day when such a concept was entertained. So my hope for you is that take strength from one another, take strength from your family, be together with people that you love in whatever way that you can. And from being together, draw strength, because the fight is here. It is not tomorrow, it is today. And to those of you listening who may have voted for Donald Trump, Republicans and conservatives, this is your moment too. America needs you. America needs you to stand up in good faith for what I believe you know to be right. This is our job as Americans. The fight is here and it continues. I'll be here on Monday with each and every one of you. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me, but it is always better when we stand together.